It is the Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. We talked so much about the Super Bowl that we didn't get into the craziness of why Stripper Bowl was trending.
Stripper Bowl.
The Stripper Bowl.
What is that?
Stripper Bowl was an event that was held at the Dome in Miami. And it was done by QC, Quality Control Music.
Okay.
So you had P, you had Lil Baby, you
Migos.
Had like Migos, Cardi, like all of the QC fam was there. And they basically guaranteed these strippers from all around the country to come to Miami because we guarantee there'll be $1 million on the floor.
Well, I saw from Quality Control. He had more money than I'd ever seen in my life. It was probably about four or five feet high.
Yes, yeah. It was pallets of money. Right. They had committed. I mean, Cardi went on. And I was going to play it, but it was kind of expletive filled. But Cardi basically went on and responded to the strippers that claimed that they were ripped off by QC's Stripper Bowl.
How could they?
A lot of the strippers are saying that we drove or flew on our own dime to come down here because y'all told us that there was going to be this $1 million on the floor.
Right.
And we're like, let us be part of 200 strippers. We're all going to get paid, because if you just do the math.
Yeah. Well, the headline sounds amazing.
Yeah, that sounds like a crazy
It sounds like something that you definitely want to be involved in. But now it's saying that, this is the picture of the floor. That's $1 million.
Where's the floor?
That is right. You can't even see
the floor. The floor is missing.
It's $1 million on the floor. This says the math is 320 strippers. They all left with $1,100 each. That is $352,000 in total. But there was $1 million on the ground. So who pocketed the other $648,000?
I'm sorry. Say that again. Each stripper or each dancer left with how much?
$1,100.
That's
how?
Whoa.
How is that possible?
Because that's what they were paid. What they did was when they got there, they got the contract. The contract states, and I just have these highlighted points that I see. Dancers absolutely cannot pick up money.
Oh.
That's not cool. That's part of their job usually, right?
Nope.
Okay.
No nudity.
Well, then you're not stripping.
Money can only be picked up by club employees. Girls are not paid from this money.
All right.
Okay.
That's in the contract. All go-go dancers are being paid a fee. No exit will be blocked at any time. That's the rules. And then you sign the bottom.
So
now these girls who have come there under the auspices that they're going to be a piece of $1 million purse now are finding out they're getting a fee. They're finding out that they can't pick up. They threw one girl out because a girl basically was trying to leave with her big Louis Vuitton bag. And they saw what she did. And everyone was defending her, saying, get off that girl. And they're like, nah, give us the bag. She wouldn't let go of the bag.
Huh.
So they started twisting her arm. She's like, you're going to break my arm. No, I'm going to sue y'all. Y'all going to break my arm. And they snatched the bag away from her. And everyone was attacking the security guy, saying, you guys are wrong. Until the security guy opened the bag and showed all the dancers and everybody, and they were like,
she was stealing
money.
So this was
scooped up a bunch of money. You're not allowed to pick up the money on the floor. That money goes to the house.
Okay.
The money that the strippers got paid a flat fee.
This is essentially like a music video where they're just stunting, they're making it rain, and they don't get to keep that money.
It's just for show.
And then, all right, take two, let's do it again. And they're going to pick up that same money and throw it again.
So how much did they make? $700?
Because they paid, like, I guess a $300 like fee to be able to dance. And so they
that was a house fee?
Yeah, so they ended up with a net of like $750.
I wonder if these ladies knew this arrangement beforehand.
Well,
he said
when they arrived.
Most of them didn't know that until they arrived.
That is messed up.
I mean,
people were flying in, I'm sure.
People came in. They flew in on their own dime. Just some of the responses. Somebody said, Anthony J on Twitter said, the Stripper Bowl was truly everything wrong with capitalism.
Mm.
An owner exploited the labor of the lower class, the strippers. He stole their labor and kept their profits for himself. This is actually how most jobs work.
Mm. Okay, but did he really steal the profits because it was his own money?
It
was his own money, right?
Well, no, because people threw $1 million out there. Like $250 came from Cardi and Offset themselves.
Okay.
So they're throwing it, in essence, for the dancing.
Yeah.
So the owner comes in and rakes up all of that and then hands them fees and goes away with roughly $640,000.
Do strippers usually have to tip out? So now
yes,
they don't have to tip
always.
Out or anything?
They always have to tip out.
Okay. So yeah. it's just
and
a flat
always,
fee.
And there's always, well, there'll be a house fee and then there'll be like tip outs to like security, the DJ, things like that.
Yeah. Somebody else says, bro, every stripper that danced at the Stripper Bowl last night got. They only walked away with $1,000 each, but there was a million in ones on the floor. Oh, yeah, they each paid for their own flights, they paid their own hotels, and they paid $350 payout to be there for each one.
So maybe some of them only made like $300 or $400.
Well, if they went in there not knowing this special caveat that you don't get to pick up the money off the floor, then that's total fraud and that's a scam because usually strip clubs don't operate like that. Right. Now, if they went there knowing that there was a flat fee that you were getting paid, to me at least, it doesn't matter how much money was in the building or how much was thrown. If you went there knowing that it's a flat fee.
Well, they signed a contract.
Right.
Right. And Cardi even went on record saying, you know, this is messed up. She said, because there were girls out there who were really working for their money and other girls who just thought this was a concert and they was just supposed to look at the famous people. Mm-hmm. She's like, sweetie, if you're not working for it, you don't deserve this money. But there are girls out there who did deserve it. And I guess she was thinking that the tip money was going to go to them as well, but didn't know they was getting a flat fee.
We got a text in and said there's a video on Instagram that showed the strippers at the airport stranded because they couldn't afford a flight back home.
And then we got another text right below that. It says, did y'all see the videos? There were strippers sleeping on the couch, not dancing. If a waiter is poo, are you going to tip?
Right. But nobody tipped. You couldn't be tipped. That's the thing.
It's a flat fee.
It was a flat fee. They just didn't understand it. You know, I've seen the strip-a-thon happen with Plies where they come in, but their tip money is their money.
Right.
That's the whole point. It's still a strip club concept.
Yeah.
This was more like let's throw the money, but you don't get it. Like, can you imagine sitting there, that's like me standing there staring at Portillo's.
Yeah.
You're going to leave that Portillo's in front of me.
Yeah. You know don't I'm you gonna, do that. You do,
then tell me I can't touch it. You know I'm going to touch
it. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.